Yeah, so Vezi said he'll be announcing the squad after the press conference. So you'll
Get an injury
update. Updates and everything.
Sure, everything. Question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you looking at the no ball problem with Dishant and working on something in the
rectory? As I mentioned after the last game, he himself was very keen to rectify it. So I don't think that was something that needed to be spoken about again and again. He's a responsible cricketer. He's been around for so long and he understands what needs to be corrected as all of us do in the team. So I don't think it needs to be repeated again to him. He knows the problem and he's keen to rectify it in this game.
Thank you.
Later, sir.
Virat, ek zamana tha ki first wicket, bounce, carry aur samne wali team sochti thi ki bas fast bowler ke milega to problem aa jayega Indian team ko. Zamana badal gaya hai, batting aur bowling per test ki jyada excitement lag rahi hai team mein.
जी काफ़ी एक्साइटमेंट लग रही है. अभी हमने पिच भी देखी, काफ़ी घास है उस पर, तो हमें तो और खुशी है. हम तो चाहते थे कि एडिलेड से भी ज़्यादा घास मिले यहाँ पे, क्योंकि हमारे बॉलर्स जब प्ले में आएंगे तो फिर जब आपको एज अ टीम सेंस होता है कि आपके पास जीतने की अपॉर्चुनिटी है, और वो तभी होती है जब आप 20 विकेट ले सकते हैं. तो हमें जब भी ऐसी पिच दिखती है, जोहान्सबर्ग भी एक एग्जाम्पल था उसका, कि जहाँ पर लगता है कि बहुत मुश्किल होने वाला है, तो हम उसको एज अ पॉजिटिव लेते हैं कि हमारे पास रिजल्ट का चांस है. और अगर हम अपने दिमाग में प्रिपेयर करके जाएंगे कि हमें पॉजिटिव खेलना है, और बॉल लगना या विकेट में पेस होना, ये सब चीज़ें बहुत छोटी चीज़ें लगती हैं उसके आगे, रिजल्ट के आगे. फिर तो हम उसी माइंडसेट से जाएंगे जैसे हम जोहान्सबर्ग टेस्ट में गए थे, जहाँ पे दिखने में बहुत ही मुश्किल था विकेट, लेकिन हम जीते वहाँ पर. तो आई थिंक माइंडसेट मैटर करता है. और अभी जैसी सिचुएशन है, हम लोग चाहते हैं कि मुश्किल विकेटों पर खेलें, ताकि हम लोग भी 20 विकेट ले सकें और हमारा भी जीतने का चांस हो. I played all around the world for 10 years now, and I've not played on a wicket like Johannesburg, to be honest, till now. And I played at Perth as well, 2012. That was not even close to what Johannesburg was. So look, we are not alien to pitches like these, and we played in the past many times on these kind of wickets, so it's nothing new for us. It's we know what to expect on a pitch like this. And as I said, on a lively wicket with a lot of grass on it and the surface being hard, you are as much in the game as the opposition, and there is no favorites to begin a test match. Whichever team plays well and whichever team is brave enough to tackle those conditions wins on tough wickets. So we are definitely confident of the percentage of chances that we have, and we want to build on that. Obviously, Australia is going to be a strong team at their home conditions and on a wicket like Perth, which probably offers you more than other pitches in Australia. But as I said, we have an equal chance in the game.
Okay.
First time we are going to play, for the first time we are also coming here. So, how big is the stadium, and do you think that the impact of the stadium has got something to do with getting overawed?
No, not at all. I mean, this looks pretty much like MCG, to be honest. I walked in and I felt like it had a bit of MCG in it. So, we played in big stadiums before, and Australia also, we've played in all the big stadiums. It's very different from the last, the old Perth Stadium. The pitch pretty much feels and plays very similar. We just had a net session, and it's fast. It's supposed to be fast. So I don't see any major differences there. I mean, the stadium is beautiful. It's very well made, and it's got a great feel. So we're just looking forward to getting onto the park.
And Virat, you've got such a great fastball attack. It must be good to have a wicket that you can unleash them on, as opposed to the wicket played on in the past 4 months.
Yeah, for sure. As I said, I mean, we certainly get more excited than nervous looking at lively pitches now, because we understand that we do have a bowling attack which can bowl the opposition out as much as they are convinced about their attack. So when you have 4 or 5 fast bowlers who are at the peak of their ability, it's always a great feeling to have in the side. And for us as batsmen also, it gives us a lot of motivation and boosts us up that we can put in those match-winning significant batting performances, because we have so much belief in our bowling unit right now that we understand if we bat well, we will definitely get the result that we want. So it's a very exciting phase to be in, but something that we need to build on. As I said, we cannot be complacent or satisfied with one win. We have to keep repeating good things to be able to win series. And away, it's obviously a little more challenging, but even at home, if you want to win a series, you have to win games, and for that, you need to be consistent. So that's something that we're looking forward to.
Yeah.
We saw on day 5 of the first test, the DRS decision, that Pat Cummins just stayed the wicket, that surprised a lot of commentators. Were you surprised by it, and how do you feel the sort of DRS is working? Is it something that you sort of spoke with the umpires or the match ref about?
Yeah, look, we had a word with the umpires, and, you know, it's... I mean, you have to take all the pros and cons with it. Sometimes the inconclusive decisions go your way and sometimes they don't. It all depends on, you know, those little things when a spike comes up on the snico, or if there's a hotspot mark and no snico spike as such. So there are variables in the technology for sure. But I think if it wasn't for DRS, then, you know, you probably would be in a different situation in a game, because as a batter, you don't, or as a fielding side, you don't have any second chance of, you know, checking a decision that could be game changing, to be honest. So I'm okay with it. I mean, nothing's going to be perfect. Even, you know, you take human errors into consideration. So I don't see how everything or anything can be, you know, totally error free. So I guess unless things are rectified totally, we'll just have to, you know, take all these things in our stride. But to understand that there are significant decisions that the DRS has been able to overrule, and, you know, the game has gone to a different dimension altogether, which is something I think all the cricketers should be happy with. And I'm sure they'll look at the technological blips that are happening right now and try to correct them.
We'll take last three.
Your first impression on the pitch when you saw it, then secondly, do you feel as if it could actually play into your hands, and given the inexperience of the Australian test batsman?
Yeah, look, we, as I said, I was pretty happy to see the pitch the way it is. I hope that no more grass is taken off the pitch, because that will mean that the first 3 days will obviously be very lively, and we as a team are pretty happy with that. We just have to challenge ourselves as a batting unit to show discipline and show positive intent, and then ask the bowlers to do the job that they did at Adelaide as well. So I think this pitch is going to offer significantly more to the bowlers than Adelaide did, and that's something that we're very excited about, to be honest.
Chetha?
Virat, time and again, you, Ravi Shastri yesterday, Sarah, have described this bowling attack as the best ever to come out of India. In the past, maybe we had one, two pacers, the various Indian captains have that. How does it feel be the Indian captain to unleash this pace bowling attack? You know, you played in South Africa, England. How does it be the Indian captain to do that? No Indian captain previously had this, you know, five fast bowlers to choose from.
I mean, I guess I'm just lucky that they are at their peak when I'm captain. To be honest, I haven't gone scouting for them and, you know, picked out five people. They've been playing for a while, and it's just that they've come into their own at the time that I'm captain. So I'm not going to sit here and take credit for unleashing someone, because they have been working hard on their game, and I just am captain right now, and I'm really proud to have guys that are at the peak of their you know, powers, because as I said, if you don't take 20 wickets, you don't win a test match, regardless of whether you score 600 or 700 or 800 runs. It's insignificant. If you get 300 on the board and there are guys who can pick you 20 wickets, you're absolutely you know, fine as a team, and you're very excited as captain as well. So I'm just happy and grateful that these guys are in their, you know, peak time right now, and it's helping Indian cricket, because the way they have bowled in the last three tours, I mean, this is the third tour that we're on, it's amazing to see how hungry they are to get 20 wickets every game, and, you know, how they're not giving away so many easy runs anymore. And that's something that I'm sure they've really worked hard on their game, and it's coming together now. So, which I'm sure everyone is enjoying who's watching us play.
Final one.
Virat, Sunil Gavaskar mentioned that he was uncomfortable with some of the comments from Rishabh directed towards Pat Cummins during the first test. Were you comfortable with that, and where his sort of level of talk is at?
I haven't heard those comments, to be honest. I mean, I'll be able to answer when I see those things, because I don't know what comments are being spoken about, to be honest.
He was basically saying that it's okay for him to be supportive of teammates, but that he shouldn't be saying anything to the opposition.
Well, as I said, I haven't seen what he said or heard what he said to Pat Cummins, because I'm not close to, or I can't hear what the stump mic is making people listen. So I can only comment on it when I hear those things. And I don't think he ever crossed the line at any stage, or he used any swear words, which I think is fine.
Good. Thank you, guys. Thank you.